Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The trial of 58-year-old Richard Satchwell for the murder of his wife in Cork 8 years ago has heard. He claimed she died after attacking him with a chisel. Richard Satchwell has pleaded not guilty to the murder of 45-year-old Tina Satchwell between March 19th and 20th in 2017. Now, Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent and was in court yesterday. And Ralph joins us now just before proceedings get underway this morning. So, Ralph, will you tell us what the court heard about the circumstances in which Tina Satchwell was reported missing firstly?
Yeah, absolutely, Claire. Pretty dramatic evidence that was given yesterday. And it's a murder trial that really revolves around the events, as you said, of March the 19th and 20th, 2017. Now, Richard Satchwell went to the Gardaí on March the 24th. He went to Fermoy Garda Station and he said his wife had gone missing. Now, there was no formal complaint or formal missing persons report filed at that stage because he said he had no concerns for her safety or her welfare. He told Gardaí that there were difficulties in the marriage and that she had basically gone because of the deterioration in this relationship.
Okay, so will you tell us what the court heard then about how Tina Satchwell was killed?
Yeah, essentially, the court heard, of course, Mr. Satchwell pleaded not guilty to the murder of his wife on Monday when he was formally arraigned before the Central Criminal Court, and Mr. Justice Paul McDermott and a jury of 7 women and 5 men. Having pleaded not guilty, the state opened the case and outlined to the jury what they would hope to enter in evidence. And what the state said was Geraldine Small, the senior counsel, the prosecutor for the state, said that Richard Satchwell told Gardaí that on March the 20th, he came into the property from the shed in the back garden. His wife was at the foot of the stairs and she was using a sharp chisel to remove plaster or plasterboard from the wall. Now, he asked her what she was doing and he told Gardaí at this point she flew at him. So he said he tried to defend himself and fell backwards. Now, his wife landed on top of him and he said the only way he could protect himself, he claimed that his wife was trying to strike him in the head with this chisel. And how he defended himself was he used a belt to hold her off him. Now, the belt was obviously in her neck area and he told Gardaí that she suddenly went limp and he realised that she was dead. Now, at this point, he told Gardaí the body was taken and it was put into a chest freezer, which was in the back of the property. And 2 days later, the body of his wife was placed in a shallow grave, which had been excavated underneath the stairwell in the property. Now, this grave was about a metre deep. The body was wrapped in black plastic. It was put in this grave and then it was cemented over. Now, Mr. Satchwell maintained from 2017 up until October of 2023 that his wife had gone missing, that she had taken 2 suitcases and that she had taken €26,000 in their life savings when she fled the property. But Geraldine Small for the state said that that narrative changed when Richard Satchwell was under arrest in October. His house was being subjected to an invasive and forensic search and Gardaí confronted him with the fact that human remains had been discovered under the stairwell.
Okay, and the case is due to get underway again today. How long is it expected to last, Ralph?
Yeah, Claire, they've said that this trial initially, we thought it was going to be about 4 weeks, but both Geraldine Small for the state and Brendan Graham for the defence have informed Mr. Justice McDermott that it could last up to 6 weeks. So it's due to finish around June the 5th, June the 6th.
All right, Ralph, we'll leave it there and thank you for joining us. That's Ralph Regal there, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Now, coming up next, we're going to hear about Brian O'Connell's time spent in a truck observing driver behaviour on our roads. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.